you the impression that croaking is about pinching off life force. And we want you to understand that the reason that so many people have that kind of death experience is because, now we talked about this earlier, but you're really going to like this. So here I am in my physical body, and I want this, but I don't know how to get it. And I want it, and I don't know how to get it. And I don't like that, and I do like that, and I don't like that. And I really don't like that, and I really don't like that, and I really don't like that, which makes me really want that. So there is this amassing of what I want, and I don't like that, and I don't like that, and I don't like that, and there's amassing of what I really want, and I don't like that, and I don't like that, and I'm lost and forgotten and forsaken and beaten up and abused and abandoned and all kinds of things that can happen. And in all of that abuse, I want something far different from that. So this stream gets moving really, 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 really fast. I want it more than life itself because it is life itself. And sometimes when the desire is that strong and a figuring out how to get there is non-existence, then this becomes the strongest vibration anyway. And in a moment of releasing of resistance, what is really wanted is achieved. So that's one way that it happens. Now we're going to talk about several things here. You can die because you have disallowed the energy of life to flow mm-hmm. through you so severely that your source energy realizes that your continued focus in this physical environment is not going to net you what you most want. And you've lived enough life that what you want is so vividly known that you are literally called home. We're not kidding you. So the ideal way to die is to want and allow and want and allow and want and allow and want and allow and want and allow till you reach the place where you consciously acknowledge, I think that I can no longer find enough stimulation from this environment to keep my juices flowing in the way to which I have become accustomed, and therefore I am turning my undivided attention toward who I really am, and off I go. In other words, you don't have to be so sick of living that mm-hmm. dying is a better option in order to die. So rather than wrestling with, let's start at another place. You can't really know, we said this already here today, what the vibrational mm-hmm. escrow is for anyone or what their relationship to it is. You just don't know. You don't know about anybody else's gap between who they are and who they are. You don't know. So you can't accurately acknowledge why anyone would go when they go. We just want to reassure you that it's always exactly right. And in no case is there ever someone saying, "Wish I hadn't done that." Now, getting back to what you were talking about earlier, we really want to encourage you to explore this idea because there are so many people who have come to this place where they've expressed so much pattern of thought of resistance that the likelihood of them releasing resistance and allowing who they really are to flow through this format is really, really remote. And yet they are holding themselves in resistance to going with the flow of who they are. And someone standing by who could help them to understand what the death experience is and who they really are, if you could be near the deathbed of someone on the brink of making their transition or at least not recovering from whatever it is that's ailing them, and you could help them to understand who they really are through the careful dialogue that you are good at offering, one of two things would happen. You would either activate within them an awareness of who they really are, in which case they would recover, or you would emphasize within them who they really are and facilitate a releasing of resistance, in which case they would reemerge. In other words, you would facilitate them by easing them to move in the direction of their greatest desire, whether it's staying or going.
Right, and I think I can be objective about that.
Well, you don't even have to be objective about it. That's what we're